And we're talking with Bill Rigoli because it is Wednesday and that means movie day. How's it going, Bill?
It's going pretty well. Apparently all the moms got to see Planet of the Apes, or the Kingdom of the Apes, this weekend.
Okay. Exactly what mom wanted.
That's right. $56.5 million domestically and $72.5 million overseas, $129 million altogether, which was on the high end of expectations. And actually, it attracted mostly younger and older men.
But
it appealed. Yeah. And they must have said, okay, I gave you your present. Can I go to the movies? But the audience was ethnically diverse, so that's pretty good. And it cost $160 million to make. So the fact that it's already made $129 its first weekend is pretty good.
I'll say.
Yeah. And number two was The Fall Guy. That's the stuntman movie with Ryan Gosling. That slipped over 50% from last week. It ended up with $13.7 million. Worldwide, it's now made $103.7 million. Now, that's the whole world, and it had a $200 million budget. So it's kind of turning out not great for the filmmakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number three was Challengers. That's the Zendaya tennis movie with a love triangle. And that's hanging in there. It only went down 38% from last week. So it made just over $4.5 million over the weekend. Altogether, it's made almost $69 million. A horror movie was in fourth place, Tarot, which didn't get great reviews, but it doesn't matter. It didn't cost much to make, and it's already made $20 million. And fifth was Godzilla King Kong, still hanging in there.
It just shows you the power of a good horror film.
Yeah, a good franchise.
Yeah, exactly.
So $190 million domestically altogether for Godzilla, and even more worldwide. So those folks are happy at Warner Brothers. And they've got some movies coming up like Furiosa, which they're hoping for. That's the next Mad Max movie, which comes out in 2 weeks.
Okay.
But this weekend we've got a family film from John Krasinski. Now, the last few movies he's made, remember he was in The Office on TV, and then he went and made A Quiet Place, which was a horror movie with aliens. We can't see, but they can hear everything. Now he's making a family film. It's about a young girl who went through a difficult experience in her life, and thanks to a stranger played by Ryan Reynolds, she gets to see all these, I should back up, means imaginary friend. But they're called ifs for short.
If.
So this girl gets, and this girl gets to see all the imaginary friends that have been left behind because their human friends have grown up.
Oh.
Yeah, and they've got some great voices. That's the computer animated part of this, and they've got voices of people like Phoebe Waller-Bridge and John Krasinski has a voice, Steve Carell, and first time those two have worked together from The Office, and Emily Blunt, who's John's wife, Louis Gossett Jr. This was one of his last movies before he passed away, and Matt Damon.
Okay.
Yeah, and it looks like kind of like a Pixar movie. Only it's got live action in it.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, and then we have a biopic called Back to Black, and it stars an English woman. She does a great job. Her name is Marissa Abella, and she's playing Amy Winehouse.
Well, okay.
Yeah, there was a great documentary called Amy a few years ago. This is a fictionalized version of her life and tells how she grew up in Camden and in England and became famous all over the world, but she had a lot of problems, like an overbearing father and a series of boyfriends, and she really just wanted to be a wife and mom, or at least that's what the script will tell us. And she had her problems with alcohol and substance abuse. So it's directed by Sam Johnson, who Samantha Johnson, and she did 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's an interesting put-together idea. We'll see. Also coming out is Strangers Chapter 1. It's sort of a horror franchise. What happens in this one is a couple, their car breaks down in a small town, And the couple's forced to spend the night in this remote cabin, and all of a sudden these masked strangers show up. And this is supposed to be the first of a series of horror movies called The Strangers. And this is directed by Rennie Harlan, who years ago became famous because he made one of the most expensive flops ever called Cutthroat Island.
Huh, I don't remember that one.
Most people don't. But at the time, he was married to Gina Davis, so he put her in there. And it was a pirate movie.
Okay.
Yeah, and so pirate movies cost a lot to make, especially if you actually make them on the water.
Yes.
So that was a huge flop. But maybe this will be better for him. Also, we have an Apple TV series coming out called The Big Cigar.
The Big Cigar.
And The Big Cigar. That's a great title. And, actually, it's based on true events. It follows Huey P. Newton of the Black Panthers and tells how he escaped to Cuba to avoid prosecution for murder and who helped him, but a guy named Bert Schneider, who was a Hollywood producer who did Easy Rider. And a lot of other celebrity friends helped him out. And there was a book about this sort of thing in Hollywood with them helping out radicals called Radical Chic and Mau Mauing the Flag Catchers by Tom Wolfe.
Right.
And this sort of reminds me of that, yeah. And then there's a really strange, one of the stranger trailers I've ever seen, called The Sweet East, that'll be on Hulu. And that is what they call a picaresque, which means really strange, journey through the eastern seaboard of the United States by this high school senior who goes from South Carolina, where she lives, to Washington, D.C., and meets a lot of really strange people.
Huh.
And, yeah. And then there's a horror movie, and they were smart enough to open this on Mother's Day. It's called Birth/Rebirth, and it'll be on Hulu, and it's about a morgue technician who successfully reanimated the body of a dead little girl.
Wow.
But to keep her breathing, she has to harvest biological materials from pregnant women.
Oh.
And the girl's mother finds out about this, but she's happy enough that her girl's alive again, so she and the nurse enter into a deal that kind of forces them both on a dark path.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's an interesting-looking documentary called Taking Venice, and this takes place at the height of the Cold War, where the United States was trying to fight communism with culture.
Right.
And there was a big art exhibition called the Venice Biennale, which is really big in the art world. And in 1964, a Washington insider who was a friend of the Kennedys recommended Alan Solomon, who was an ambitious curator, let's get the best U.S. entry we can and bring it to Europe and show those communists how good they are. And who did they pick? What artist? But Robert Rauschenberg. Who's the Europeans looked at his stuff like he painted goats and things like that. They're kind of askance. And meanwhile, politicians were trying to, I don't know if you could say bribe, but they were trying to force the judges to make this guy win.
Well,
yeah. So it's pretty strange. And Robert Rauschenberg is in this as well and tells what he thought of the whole strange thing. So we've got that, and for all you DVD peoples, there's some good stuff coming out this week. We've got Dune Part 2 you can have on DVD at home.
Wow.
And finally, put it on the biggest screen you have in the house. And Imaginary is opening or coming out on DVD, and Land of Bad, which was an action movie that was kind of so-so that I saw, but people like action movies.
They do.
And coming up in a few weeks, the Bob Marley movie, One Love, comes out in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So things to look forward to.
Yes, and we'll be looking forward to hearing about it next week. Thanks, Bill.
That's right. Okay, take care.
Okay, I'll see you.